This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. The IHSA Constitution outlines the authority of the Association's Executive Director regarding eligibilities and investigation of possible rules violations by member schools, including the determination of penalties for those found to be in noncompliance with IHSA rules. The need to have a single person in charge of this responsibility stems from earlier provisions of the Constitution that authorizes the Board of Directors to employ a staff whose responsibility is to administer the day-to-day operations of the Association. Section 1.460 establishes the Executive Director's authority on matters of eligibility and noncompliance, and the bylaw provides him or her the discretion to waive a penalty for noncompliance with IHSA rules if, in the Executive Director's opinion, the noncompliance is completely beyond the control of a student, the student's parents or guardians, or the school, or if the noncompliance was caused by a clerical or administrative error. In formulating this rule, the IHSA's founders recognized that there could be situations where unique circumstances existed that initially caused a student or school to be noncompliant, and in giving the executive director discretion to waive penalties in such cases, the membership allows for human judgment to come into play. Furthermore, Section 1.460 outlines an appeals process in the event a student or school wishes to challenge a ruling of the executive director. Appeals are generally held before the IHSA Board of Directors, although in rare cases a hearing officer will conduct the appeal. The IHSA Board, though, will render the final decision on all appeals, and in so doing, they may sustain, modify, or overturn the executive director's ruling. Having a clearly defined process to investigate, decide upon, and appeal matters pertaining to eligibility or compliance with IHSA rules allows the association to be transparent in the enforcement of its rules.